Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, along with David Hobbs Honda. Stock car racing is returning to the Milwaukee Mile on Father's Day, Sunday, June 16th, as the ARCA Midwest Tour will be joined by four other classes of racing, including the Vintage Indy Registry and their Vintage Indy cars. This is a can't-miss event, and we are certainly glad to be a part of it. And joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it is from Track Enterprises, the promoter, Bob Sargent. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Oh, thank you.
And it's getting pretty close. We're a week away, and how are things progressing with I've been calling it the Father's Day extravaganza, because it certainly is.
It is. You know, we've got as you said, five divisions, different types of race cars there that day, all cultivated with a 100-lap main event for the super late models. So kind of a Father's Day 100 there at the end of the weekend. You know, Saturday we've got practice and then street drag Saturday night. Then we come back Sunday with a full day of cars on the one-mile oval.
Yeah, as I've been telling people, there's something for everybody there. And we'll be talking to Mike Lashmid of the Vintage Indy Registry coming up next. But not only do we have vintage Indy cars there, but we also have vintage stock cars there too. And for those who love the old vintage stock cars, there's another reason to come out to the Milwaukee Mile, which has certainly seen its share of great stock car racing over the years.
Oh, yeah. You know, the tradition here is just phenomenal, and that's why we wanted to include the Indy cars and the stock cars both. That's kind of what the facility's been built on, a little bit of each type of racing. So we're going to bring it all in on Father's Day Sunday. We want to really encourage the families to come out, and you know, the kids can bring dad and vice versa. And gosh, generations can come with grandpa, and it's just, it could be a great day, you know. And again, the beautiful Indy cars out there on the track. We'll have the trucks. We'll have the mid-am cars, and again, the 100-lap. Super late model cars. So really do expect a lot of excitement on the track, and just a good day to
dance. And the best thing is you have a really simple tickets package for the fans, and it's very reasonably priced too. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, we do. We try to keep this very reasonable. We're $25 up until race day, then we're $30. And there's some places to get some discount tickets. Menards, most of your Menards stores have got discount $20 tickets. We've got a real cheap infield ticket for people who want to go in there and kind of tailgate and just watch the races from the back of your pickup or your camp or whatever in the infield. So those are just $20. So really affordable day for the family.
And you know, I know in the past the infield parking has been very, very limited. And there's been some complaints of that where the fans like to just do exactly that. Get there early, get their spot, start the grilling, get the coolers of beer and whatnot, and sit in the infield. And there's more than certainly that option is available coming up next week, isn't there?
It is. You know, we're a little bit different. We did not limit it. There's plenty of space in that infield. So we encourage everyone that wants to spend the afternoon, you know, not tied down to a seat, let the kids run around, play football and frisbee and what have you. Cooking grills are allowed. So somebody can make a day out of the infield easily and, you know, get to see all the action on the track in the infield, enjoy whether it be your own family or your neighbors around you. So the infield is wide open, and we encourage everyone to come in there.
And how's been the support you've been getting locally from, you know, from not only the media that there, but, you know, the kind of man on the street? What's their reaction been?
The support, you know, from when we announced this thing in the wintertime, it's just been phenomenal. We've been to some trade shows. The people at the State Fair Park have worked with us phenomenally. They're excited. They're encouraged. And they're helping us out a lot. The people at the Midwest Tour, the people at around, you know, whether it be, you know, Jim Trado and Dave, different people that have helped us logistically and feel our way through the Milwaukee area. So we have really had a lot of help. And the fan response has been phenomenal, you know, with online social media and all that. So we expect a good crowd. We know we've got a lot of entries, over 50 late model entries. So, you know, we could have over 150 cars there. And, again, the crowd response has been phenomenal.
And who are some of the drivers we can expect out there that some of the fans may be familiar with?
You know, there's just a lot of different ones, whether it be from Oklahoma, from Colorado. We're getting entries from all over. Obviously, the Midwest, whether it be in the Wisconsin area. So, you know, if it was Rich Bickle filed an entry, we've got a couple champions, CRA champion. Donnie Wilson's a winner in Nashville. We just got different people from all over. Ty Majeski, a recent ARCA winner. So, a lot of different styles of driving will be on hand, whether it be young rookies all the way up to veterans.
And this is, and of course, Track Enterprises is known throughout the Midwest in short track racing. What are some of the other venues you also promote at?
Well, we're at about 24 different venues. So, you know, whether it be Elko, Minnesota, up there by you, we're at the Illinois State Fair, the Coin State Fair, Indianapolis, 1 mile dirt oval there, the Lucas Oil Raceway. We just got done with one in Nashville, one in Pensacola, Florida. So we're really all over the place. We race a little more often in Terre Haute, Indiana, with some USAC open wheel cars, so the World of Outlaws over there. So we have a lot of different venues with a lot of different types of racing.
All right, Bob, we certainly appreciate you joining the show. And is there any tips or anything you can give the fans that are coming out next week?
I think the biggest tip is to go to trackenterprises.com. We've got the full schedule, the itinerary for the whole weekend, minute by minute, what's going to be happening, what time the gates open, how much tickets are, where you can get tickets, things of that nature. So I think that'd be my biggest tip, is to come prepared and, you know, kind of know what time everything's happening and where to park and all that.
I know we're getting excited here about next weekend. Should be a lot of fun, and we certainly appreciate your efforts to bring racing back to the historic Milwaukee Mile. Wish you all the best. Looking forward to being out there, and we appreciate you coming on the show.
No, thank you for having me. We'll hope to see everybody next weekend.
All right, that was Bob Sargent at Track Enterprises joining us on the Midwest Bank Hotline. Coming up next, we're going to be talking with Mike Lashman from the Vintage Indy Registry, and we'll be chatting about some vintage Indy cars, which is on the bill coming up next week at the Milwaukee Mile.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.